from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra here in London. I'm your regular host, Nnamdi Kanu, and I have with me today a packed house this evening. I have Carol Monday with me. I have Barrister Emam Mezu. We have Nwada Manachi Opara. We have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba and also Chukwuma Ebunyeze Epa. Almost half of the editorial board of Radio Biafra is going to join us this evening to present this program, because it has a lot of things going for it, in the sense that we are going to analyze in very great detail the speech, the statement made by the Council of Elders yesterday, which is still reverberating all over the world. So wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. We are saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is received across all the time zones on this planet. In every country where you have human beings staying in it, you are sure to find a Biafran. And where there are Biafrans, there are people listening to Radio Biafra this evening. Once again, on this day, the 11th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013, when it's just gone slightly 8 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, we are welcoming you wherever you are. Please, 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 whatever you do, tell your friends and your family, write to them, text them, email them, let them be partakers of this very wonderful event, this very wonderful news we are bringing to you this evening from Radio Biafra here in London. The same way you have responded on Facebook and are adding as many people. In fact, we have people joining us every second on Facebook. Please do the same thing. Do not relent. We are not going to stop until this work is completely done. I will start by going to Carol Monday, who has diligently been following us, to please say hello to you this evening, please. Carol?
Hello to everybody in the world and our new friends on Facebook. Welcome. Also, a special welcome to the youth, because this is what we're doing it for. We're freeing Biafra for the children to come.
Thank you very much. And also, we are going to the line. Please give us your name. Are we with... Is that Barrister Emam Mezu?
That's correct, I'm here.
The eminent barrister himself and attorney at law. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Good evening, fellow listeners, Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are bringing with you again today a new program to share with you, and we thank you for all the days and years you've listened to us.
Thank you very, very much. That is Barrister Emam Mezu. And please, Nwada Manachi Opara, say hello to our listeners before we proceed, please.
Hello, dear friends. friends of Biafrans, I welcome you again to today's program, and I'm pleased to be with you.
Thank you very, very much. And we have with us also Chukwunye Ebunyeze Ekpa. Please go ahead and greet our wonderful listeners who are all over the world, please.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, and we are all welcome to today's edition of Radio Biafra. I hope you all sit tight on your chairs and contribute positively and help move Biafra forward.
Thank you very, very much. And we also have Dr. Chukwuma Egemba with us. Please, Doctor.
Hello, well, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, you are welcome to the program.
Thank you very, very much. This is the headlines that we are bringing you today, the 11th day of June in the year of our Lord 2013. Please, we are reporting this evening that unity is what Nigeria needs. You'll be shocked to hear this, but it is coming from somebody from Niger Delta. It is coming from the so-called elder statesman, Chief Edwin Clark. They are enjoying the booty of Nigeria. He is telling us this evening that, or we are reporting this evening as part of our headline, which of course you can find on Radio Biafra website. We must remind all of you that Radio Biafra is received on www.radiobiafra.co. You can get us via beliehumanrights.org. You can get us via peopleofbiafra.org. You can get us via indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. These are all the websites. If you're having difficulties in one, which we are sure there isn't any problem this evening, you can try an alternative platform. You should be able to receive us there. The number for you to call this evening is consistent. It never changes. It is the same. You can join us on Skype. Skype, for some people, is the easiest way to connect to Radio Biafra, to join our programming, to contribute towards the live debate, the worldwide live debate that we have all the time, and also to continue to follow the development we are making in terms of getting Biafra collectively. You can also text us on the studio line. You can text us via Skype as well. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. If you're inviting your friends to partake in this program this evening, you tell them what is expected of them. Tell them what they are supposed to do. They are meant to be listening to this program before they can call in. You cannot call us and then ask us to please give you information over the air. We expect you to be following it as we are going along. So we are welcoming you, all of you. That makes Radio Biafra very unique. That makes it the most widely listened to indigenous broadcaster coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. We have over 2 million listeners all over the world tuned in to Radio Biafra every night. Our message is getting across to the whole world, and we please ask that you continue the wonderful work that you're doing. You, the listeners of Radio Biafra, you, the members of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, to please continue the good work that you're doing to make sure that the word Biafra gets into every home on this planet. With awareness, we'll be able to drive away the evil of darkness. We'll be able to drive away those that want to keep us down, and with it will come freedom. Once again, we are welcoming you. We are reporting this evening that Edwin Clark of Niger Delta, so to speak, as they call them, and a German, is telling us that unity is what Nigeria needs. We'll take it with a pinch of salt, but we'll go on to bring what this means in its ramifications as we proceed this evening. We are also reporting or confirming what we told you a few days ago, that the sit at home called for by MASOB, where 12 people died. MASOB is now accepting that those that died, they claim, are people that hijacked the sit at home, that it has turned into a mob, it has turned into a criminal affair, and they are confirming this evening that it were fake members, whatever that means, fake members that led to the death of the people. Because when you're sitting at home, I don't know why you would go out on the street to go and die. These are the implications of having to do something uncoordinated. These are the ramifications. We are waiting for them to hear from them. If there are any messages of condolence to the families affected, the family of the young people that died, 12 of them that died, we have not heard anything. The culture of has to come to an end. When you commit lives into the struggle, you must know what you're doing. Our lives are not for sale. Our lives are not cheap. They cannot kill us in the north, bring the army to kill us, and we are busy wasting lives for no discernible reason. We'll be asking this evening, how close are we to getting Biafra, given the events of a few days ago? We are also reporting this evening that Boko Haram is threatening to change their tactics. Rather than engaging Nigeria in an open urban warfare, they are planning to launch a series of guerrilla attacks across the entire north. That is what Boko Haram is saying. Whilst we are busy discussing peace, trying to realize Biafra in a very peaceful way, Boko Haram is very busy planning to destabilize the entire polity of Nigeria, planning to kill as many security personnel and as many Igbo people as possible in the north, planning to kill as many Christians as possible in the north by embarking on guerrilla warfare, on hit and run tactics, which will make it impossible for them to track, which will make it impossible for the Nigerian army to engage them in set piece battles as they have been doing in the past few weeks. We are also reporting this evening, perhaps we shouldn't be able to be dwelling into this. This is an issue for people privately, but we are reporting that there are this persecution. They have passed homophobic laws in the country that says that people who are engaging in what is called man to man, or even people, men dressing like women, will be fined or face some terms of imprisonment. I'm finding it difficult going through this because where all these things are coming from, we do not know. Why they will not sit down to legislate to bring back, to bring a semblance of electricity, provide meaningful infrastructure for people, revive the education system, nothing is happening. They are busy discussing things that are between people and their God, as we say, where we come from. The news in detail, very briefly this evening, before we go on to begin to analyze it one after the other and then proceed to take calls. We are reporting this evening that the elder statesman and South-South leader, Chief Edwin Clark, has identified unity that is devoid of segregation and sentiments amongst all tribes as what Nigeria needs to develop. The Ijaw leader spoke yesterday when he received members of the People's Democratic Party women from the Southwest under the aegis of Dynamic Women International, who visited him, whatever that name means, Dynamic Women International. These are people visiting, God knows, from Yoruba land to go and see him. We don't know if he's at Ijaw or in Abuja, in Hausa land. These women, Dynamic Women International, visited Chief Edwin Clark. The women were drawn from Ondo, Oyo, Ogun, Osun, Ekiti, and Lagos states. The group, in deviance to the warning by the Independent National Electoral Commission that politicians should apply the brake on campaigns for 2015 or face persecution, declared their support for President Goodluck Jonathan, who is seen as the political son to Chief Clark. I don't know where these terminologies come from. I do not know. The son to Chief Edwin Clark. We are reporting this evening that MASOP is claiming fake members as being responsible for hijacking the seat at home they ordered a few days ago. The movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra, MASOP, yesterday said its members did not perpetrate any crime during the seat at home it declared in the southeastern states. Their deputy director of information, Chris Mocha, said that those who committed crimes in Anambra state, we are fake MASOP members. At least they are acknowledging that crimes we are committed. They are accepting that people under their banner, under their flag, under their uniform, under their so-called seat at home, we are involved in criminality. We are pursuing Biafra, and some people are busy using the seat at home, using the name of Biafra to go and commit crime. Has anyone heard of anywhere on this planet where people who are agitating for their freedom abandon that freedom to be engaging in crime? This is the starkest admission by MASOP itself that there were criminal elements within their ranks who committed crime on a day that was meant to be observed as a day of reverence to the six people that died in Abuja, the April 6, as we are led to believe. We are still reporting that we are waiting for their action on Ezu River. We will not abandon the issue of Ezu River, the issue of our brothers who were killed and dumped in the river. We are still campaigning vigorously for their autopsy to be released. We want to know this evening, why is anybody not calling for sit at home to remember over 100 bodies
bodies fished out from the river in Amansia. Why no sit at home for the 100 people? Why is that the case? That is the question we'll be asking, and we are looking for answers this very evening. We are also reporting in very great detail that a defense analyst, Prince Adebayo Kabir, has urged the military to be more cautious in the onslaught against Boko Haram. Serious precaution, he said, would save officers and men handling the operation from being consumed in guerrilla warfare. What we are asking this evening is, this analyst is a Yoruba man. We want to ask how many Yoruba soldiers are infantrymen in the north fighting Boko Haram insurgency. We want to know. They are busy analyzing, busy running the media, busy running away from battlefront. We want to know how many infantry men they have on the ground, foot soldiers, fighting the insurgency. We can assure you that all the soldiers in the north, not up to 2%, are from Yoruba land. These are people with entrenched cowardice in them. They cannot fight. All they do is to connive, to cheat, to pillage, and to loot. That is what they specialize in. They cannot do anything else. That is the historical fact. That is the fact facing us. Anybody who doubts it, those of them who has been castigating Radio Biafra for our style of journalism, should go and ask themselves, who took Lagos from you? It was Edo people. Benin people came to Lagos and took Eko from you. The Hausa people took Ilorin from you. You have never won any set-piece battle in your lifetime. You are colonized from the south. We are colonized from the north. Ilorin is an emirate. So when they go about saying that what Radio Biafra is broadcasting to the world is likely to inflame sentiment and cause the separation of Nigeria, we are telling this man that that is exactly our job. That is what we are here to do. We are here to make sure that Biafra becomes independent. That is the only issue we have. The only thing that Radio Biafra will talk about morning, noon, and night is how we are going to be free. How the children of God will be free in a land dominated by animals, in a place even worse than a zoo, in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We want to set ourselves free. That this is Radio Biafra on this day, the 11th day of June, 2013. We are bringing you this news from London. Please, I will first quickly go to Barrister Imam Mezu to give us his assessment, his take on what we are presenting to you this evening. I'll do the same thing with Dr. Chukwuma Egemba and also Chukwuma Ebunezekpa, as well as the two ladies we have, Wada Amarachi Okpara and ultimately Carol Monday. Please, Barrister Imam Mezu, what is your take on what you have heard so far this evening being presented?
Yes, Director. All we are saying is exactly what people are complaining. Because if we do not say what we need to say, why would they complain? So obviously it looks like our message is driving in exactly how we want it to be done. We need more people to preach about Radio Biafra all over the place, and we want it even underground. Let Radio Biafra go as far as the western and eastern and southern and northern coast to drive the message in that Biafrans want to own themselves once again in their lifetime. And this is not going to be something we are waiting for the next 5 or 10 years. We want Biafra now. And that is what we are preaching. We are full of staying in Nigeria that has never afforded anybody any hope. All is happening in Nigeria is the killing of our people, subjugation and submission of our people, trying to bring down anything that is named Biafra. And we are not going to let that, because it's what we are preaching, and that's why what we are doing here is Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Let us try and gain the perspective of Dr. Egemba as well. Please, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, what is your take on the headlines we are presenting this evening?
Thank you, Nande. To be black, just as you said, I'm not surprised that he is preaching for peace. Because, you know, if you are in a place that you are comfortable, very, very comfortable, you will not want to move from your very comfortable position. I think this can be attributed to Edwin Clark, who is romancing and enjoying, benefiting from whatever others has sold. From the sweat of other people. And he is doing this in order to cement consolidate whatever position stand he has and whatever future gain he will gain from any future government assuming that would be one for him to consolidate. I am not surprised at all that he is saying what he is.
Yes. Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. Chukwune Ebunyeze, what is your take on what you have heard so far this evening?
Director, I'm of the opinion, like I've just always told that this Boko Haram we have in the north is a hybrid organization, helped and supported by various nefarious groups, hundreds. Fanatics and people from all over that have years of fighting with a lot of insurgents in the Far East, and we know those groups from Afghanistan and all this. There are people actually training them, and they're giving them advice and things. That's why we in the African land must be very, very careful, and because if they think this will end like that, the people will never give up. I've never seen where they started is rubbish, and they just suddenly decide to pack up. They never pack up. They will fight for years, and it's their doctrine. Their doctrine is never give up until you achieve whatever your aim is. They never even when they're winning, they still want to kill. So the thing is that we are dealing with people that you can't even understand their mentality because they are coming from a totally different background. And another thing is about the master band. In fact, it baffled me. The thing is that they're supposed to say something, they don't say it. They don't say anything about the death of the Zu River. They don't say anything about the other massacres in the north. When they're supposed to come out and defend the African people that are not doing so, and they're doing this last season, and we always want that people are going to get killed, and they know, but they are not listening. I don't know what's wrong with them, what they aim to achieve, but I think at the end of the day, people will judge them directly.
Yes, it's not for us to judge them. People will judge them and make up their own minds. Thank you very much. I'm Chukwune Ebunyeze. Please, Nwada Marachi Opara, what is your take on what we are presenting this evening? What do you make of the news, the headlines that we are bringing to our listeners who are all over the world this evening?
From my own opinion, I think they call himself Chief Edwin Clark. I'm sure he's speaking for himself. I'm not sure if he's speaking for his whole people. But one thing is certain. As many that want unity in Nigeria, they can continue to advocate for that. As for Biafrans and for myself personally, I don't think there is anything like unity in Nigeria. It has never been. I don't think it will ever be. It's just, I don't see it coming. So, and even if it's coming, I'm not willing to remain in Nigeria. And I don't think 98% of Biafrans, true Biafrans, want to remain in Nigeria. The only people that want to remain in Nigeria are those benefiting from Nigeria, and I really don't know what they're benefiting. If not, the people that will think that are actually benefiting from Nigeria are not true Biafrans. It's just as simple as that. And regarding Masop, somehow I'm glad that they are, at least they accepted that there are loopholes in their system. I wonder how an organization like that does not have any system in place to check what is happening, within the organization. It's just an eye-opener to as many that think that Radio Biafra is against MASOB. We are not against MASOB as an organization. We are against the way they operate. And this is just a typical example of what MASOB has been doing, and the way they actually bent the image of Biafra and the struggle as a whole.
And Amarachi, to help you. Amarachi, no, stay where you are. To help you even further. You know that a 14-year-old boy was killed.
area, exactly, a 14-year-old boy, a 14-year-old boy was killed as a result of a very senseless sit-in or sit-at under the tree, under the forest. Nobody has told me to this day what we achieved on Saturday. Not one single. I don't know if the U.S. Senate have sat to give us freedom. I don't know if the House of Parliament in England is sitting and discussing Biafra. If Biafra is not discussed in the highest political circles, you can make as much noise as you like, get as much publicity as you like. It is just that thing, publicity. It means nothing. It means nothing to anybody.
But it's really difficult to understand for an individual or an organization to, you know, to pride themselves on negative publicity, because this is so negative. It doesn't show anything. It doesn't show anything positive about the struggle.
And
you are meant to be protecting your people, fighting for them, and not destroying them and killing the youth, the futures of tomorrow.
There was a brother of ours coming from the U.S. He came in to Onitsha on Saturday. His name is Herbert Opara. He was based in the U.S. This is what he had to say. This is a Biafran coming to his own home from the United States, and this is what happened. He said, it is unbelievable that the southeastern states will allow some group of robbers to operate as MASOP and be terrorizing people. I was traveling to Lagos from Owerri on June the 8th at the Onitsha Owerri Road near Idemili Bridge, Oba Obosi. Our bus was stopped and all the passengers was robbed. These are people that are supposed to be sitting at home, are on the street robbing people. In the name of Biafra, and you're telling me that God in heaven will be happy with us? You know, when
I'm sure they are also carrying the flag around.
Of course, they don't rob without our flag. They mess up. And that is why some people are saying that this flag will need to be changed. We have to change. A lot of impunity has been committed with our sacred flag. They have bastardized it in its entirety. How can you be doing sit at home? You're outside robbing luxurious buses. You are outside stealing. So when foreign governments will hear that you had a sit at home and all you did was an excuse, a cover for robbery, the reason why you ordered it is to have mass anarchy and robbery to steal. Because up until this very day, the key people that matter in the issue of independence, the state of Israel, France, Britain, China, Russia, United States, even Australia and Japan and South Africa, they are silent on this very issue because they are looking at us as a band of bandits and rogues. Ndiyoshi, that's how they see us. Please, this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth here. If you cannot withstand it, please, you go back to Abuja, go back to Nigeria and listen to them. Here we expose evil for what it is. In the process, we drive it away because this is Radio Biafra. We are getting a request from our brother George Agogo, who is telling us that if you experience any break in the transmission, refresh your browser. Biko igerida anyente. Enaka anuku inhaine kubiko ebambo. Nogari onodu ye na computer ye biko choi be refresh no megari ya ko umi ke motekwa anya ozo ki umi ke na anu ha ye neku biko no ndewo no. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Carol, what do you have to contribute regarding the headlines you are presenting this evening before we go to take the calls?
Yes, and the headlines today with the Boko Haram guerrilla attacks. Let me tell you, Boko Haram is supported. He's organized. He's got funds coming in, and they are moving down. We need to really push forward with organizing, because not only now do we have to break out of Nigeria, but we're going to have to hold back Boko Haram at some point. The killings with the 12 dead. I want to know who this 12 is, and I want to know why these 12 died. Where's the crime reports and all of these things? At the moment, it's being covered up. They tried to reduce it down to 2, and then they say that these 2 were in a car accident. I want to know the 12 names, and I want to know why they died. There is supposed to be crime reports. This is criminality in Nigeria. Now, they say the leaders have asked us to follow them and not to commit crime. So MASOP and all these people out there, all these youth groups, we cannot commit criminality. This is what Nigeria does, and this is what they're urging you to do. The Nigerian are not coming forward with the Zoo River all of the autopsies, of these dead from the 12 the other day. We want to know everything. We want to know, we know that some were suffocated in the Zoo River, and we want to know all of the details. We want the families to have some remorse, you know, to know what happened to their dead, and to be able to how's the word, when you're like a memorial, like when you service, so they can have a service for their family, you know. In innocence, you are innocent until you are proven guilty, and this is something that Nigeria has forgotten. So if Nigeria cannot do the job, then I tell you once again, release Black Afra from Nigeria. You can keep Nigeria, you can keep it all there. Biafra can be separate. Scotland stays within the UK. They run their own political system. They have their own money. Their money is the same as the English. The Scottish man can come down with his Scottish pound note, and it's the same value as the English pound note. Except Scotland has its own political system and its own laws. And the England runs with its own political system and its own laws. And yet we're next door to each other. Why can we not be like this? Do we have to build a big wall?
I don't know for them. There are people who don't understand the because they don't know freedom. You can't blame them. All their life, they don't know what freedom looks like. They don't know what it sounds
but
like.
But Nigeria is breaking its rules. These are the rules set by Nigeria. Nigeria made this constitution, and they themselves have broken the constitution. In my eyes, if you have an agreement with somebody and you break that agreement, I'm sorry, it's done, it's over. Then the contract is null and void. All we're now is waiting for Hague, the big court in Hague, to give us the stamp to say, yes, our evidence is true, and then we're out of there. And this is what the people don't understand. They keep asking me whether Biafra will actualize. Biafra has actually happened. It's here. Because Nigeria has messed up. They've already broken their part of the agreement. Now we just have to have it rubber stamped. That's all.
Thank you very, very much. Let us go and take this call. I think we may have the first caller of the evening. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. And we pray that you confirm that you're receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear this evening, please. Hello.
Thank you. Thank you, Mazin Amdekano. My name is Ikechi Kwenyago. I'm calling once again from Malaysia. Wow. Actually, the network is been getting better from the attack, but it's not been as stable as it used to be before.
Okay. Okay, we'll resolve it. Don't worry. They're working on it even as of today. They're not from our own side. They're not attacking us anymore. They're attacking our content delivery company. We'll not go into details, so we'll not give them give away the game, more or less. We are no longer under attack. Our firewall seems to be working, but they are now attacking our contractors. It's something for us to go into another day, but please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I briefly want to come in on the statement credited to an elder statement Dwayne Clark. I want to advise our people to simply ignore all this man. You know, we already know the politics in Nigeria. We already know what is going on. This man, I think he has been, maybe he wants to be active, politically active. Before, we used to know him, or people used to claim that he's an elder statesman. But today, I think he's becoming frontal with his political ambition. Looking at Yoruba women gathering under the under the umbrella of Dynamic Women International to come and visit a man in the south side of Nigeria is a laughable movement. Most times when I want to reason about Nigeria, I try to reason about it from the angle of the people outside Nigeria, from the angle of those who are not Nigerians. They will be looking at us and laughing at every step that we take. What in God's name are the Yoruba women trying to do? Oh.
Hello, are you there?
Obviously, maybe their men have seen that caught up with their capitalists. Yes, I'm here.
Yo, go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Okay. We lost you briefly. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I was saying that obviously their men have seen that we have caught up with their cowardice, and they now want to front us with their women. And another angle of it is that it's obvious that they have not repented. They don't have any repentance about what their father Awolowo did to us. They don't have any remorse at all about what they did. Their utmost interest is to lay hold, is to keep hold on their political relevance against the Igbo. And every politics that is played from east to west, from west to north, from north to south of Nigeria is detrimental to every Igbo man, to every Biafran. So I think this is also a wake-up call for our Biafran women all over the world. The war is changing now. They are taking it to the side of the women. I think it's a wake-up call for us, for our women to come up and say, no, we will no longer take the killings of our people in the name of politics, in the name of Nigerianism, in the name of one Nigeria. Come to think of it, what they, in God's name, is David Mack talking about when he mentions unity? You see, everybody in Nigeria, every politician, even if my father comes up today and begins to speak about unity in Nigeria, I will ask him, how can unity be workable when people are not in agreement? Are you talking about false unity? Are you talking about colonialism? What the hell are you talking about when you mention unity without justice? There can be no unity without justice. So if a man, even if he's the foundation of Igbo land, comes up today and say we need unity in Nigeria, without telling us how justice will be spread, will be equal among different sets that are coming into that unity agreement, obviously he's speaking from the camp of the enemy. So we should simply disregard him. I encourage every Biafran to remain focused on what we are looking at, and that is how to get away from that abomination that is called Nigeria. It is obvious to every man on earth that Nigeria is an abomination, and every politician and every political apologist in Nigeria is abominable. So we respect to him, his personality. I have to disagree with him. If he's talking about unity, if the churches can allow divorce, if the governments allow divorce, I wonder who is claiming to be God amongst Nigerians to say that we must remain under a false unity. It's not workable. An adage, one man once said that if peace is not achievable, then war is inevitable. I didn't get that correctly, but what you are starting to say is that if we cannot get our rights in a peaceful way, then obviously our enemies is trying to spur us into action, and they are going to be surprised at what they are getting. Already we are coming at them strong, and we are not giving up. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well said, well spoken. Please, I know that Barrister Mamezo has been listening keenly and attentively. Barrister, in this, let us take what our brother Kejigwe Nyago have just said into another dimension. Please, if you can answer, is a very simple, sometimes a very obvious question, but I will have to ask you these questions, and please, if you can answer me with one or two words, that will help our listeners understand where we are going. Which country colonized Nigeria, please?
The country that colonized Nigeria is Britain.
And which country gave Nigeria independence?
It's Britain. Don't do that.
It's Britain. Where is Scotland?
Sorry?
Where is Scotland? Where is the country Scotland?
Scotland is the United Kingdom.
Which is Britain, is that correct?
Yes, with Britain, United Kingdom, yes, with Britain.
No, because
and Northern Ireland.
Our people are getting confused. We don't want to confuse them. Some of them don't know the difference between United Kingdom and Britain. So you have to be very, very specific. Which country colonized Nigeria?
United Kingdom, which includes Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales.
Which, in other words, is also called Britain. Is that correct?
That's correct. Or you call it, if you want to be specific, you say England, which is talking about English alone.
No, we are talking about the entire authority, the political authority that colonized and decolonized Nigeria is called Britain. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Great Britain. That's absolutely correct.
That contains Scotland makes up this Great Britain, and Wales makes up this Great Britain, and so is Northern Ireland. Is that correct? The same
that
way
is
that
absolutely
Nigeria
right.
is made up of the Arewas, the Oduduwas, and we, the Biafrans. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Why is it that we have the same people that colonized us and gave us our freedom, the same people upon which Nigerian corrupt politician after politician is telling us that unity is important, in Scotland, the currency they trade with in Scotland is the Scottish pound. They have their own parliament with tax-raising powers that governs what happens in Scotland. They are looking for a referendum. No, there will be a place beside next year to determine if they are going to remain part of the UK or not. Why are people kicking against what the master is doing? The servant is Nigeria, the master is Britain. Why is the master doing one thing and the servant is doing another? That's what I want to know.
Well, the reason why that is, in fact, if you add it up with the comments by this David man talking rubbish in his own trash, it's just a way for money laundering. The longer we are united in that bloody Nigeria, the more all those thieves carry on stealing money, taking it away from Nigeria, banking it at Switzerland and all the places where they hide money. How can you preach peace for 52 years? There's never been anything good running in that country. Why are they deceiving themselves? How can you preach unity when my religion and your religion, my culture and your culture is not the same? How can you preach unity when we cannot see eye to eye? How can you preach unity when you are subjugating and killing my own people? And then you are preaching unity in order to steal money. What is uniting us? Oil. Stealing of money. That is all. That is what is uniting Nigeria. Why are we deceiving ourselves? And of course, what do you expect? When those are the top, including your governors, they are preaching disability. It's a way to give them time to keep steaming. But I tell you, Director, time is running out.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I agree. And maybe Amarachi is also of the opinion. Please, Amarachi, if you can tell us if your understanding of what Barrister Mamesu is the same as mine. That the only thing, when people talk about unity in Nigeria, they are talking about you giving them the license to steal, to pillage and to loot. When people say vote for me during election, they are saying I want the right to go and steal your money. That is the only thing they're asking for, because nothing happens. Can you please explain to me from a woman's perspective why Britain that built us, the God that made Nigeria, the God that created, that gave them the name Nigeria, the people that made us who we are, gave us green, white, green and the national anthem, why they allow Wales to have an assembly? Why they allow Scotland to have a parliament making laws for Scotland? Why Northern Ireland has their own assembly making laws exclusively to Northern Ireland? Why is it that the servant, the wretched zoo they created, cannot learn anything from them by allowing the various component units to be on their own?
Nandi, thank you very much for asking me to add to this. I quite agree with what Barrister Mamesu said. Anybody in Nigeria, be it a political person, be it just anybody that is talking about unity in Nigeria, is either that person is degraded or maybe doesn't even have any sense of belonging of any sort. I mean, sense of belonging in the sense that the person has lost it. The person doesn't even know where he or she is coming from. And having said that, there is nothing, I think, that nothing ever can, there is nothing about Nigeria that can give anybody hope.
Maybe.
There is nothing at all in Nigeria that can give anybody hope. So anybody that is talking about unity, and just like you said, the servants are not doing as their masters, they are not emulating from what their masters are doing. If Britain that put Nigeria together have allowed Scotland to be on their own, I don't know why the masters in Nigeria cannot let their friends go. I don't see how that is possible. I don't really understand where they are coming from. Maybe they are no longer singing from the hymn books of their masters. And having said that again, I will say that the only people that will actually want unity in Nigeria are those people that are still stealing, because they might not they are thinking that when Nigeria breaks up or people go their different ways, that they will not be able to benefit whatever it is they are benefiting from Nigeria. So it is only the thieves in Nigeria that can want Nigeria to remain as Nigeria, so that they will continue to steal from the oil, steal from all the areas that they have been stealing from, and continue to take money out of the country and send their own people abroad, leaving the poor, wretched people back. And it's only the Biafrans are suffering. The Ijaws, the South-South that Clark is claiming that wants unity in Nigeria, they are somehow benefiting. The only way they can benefit is when they cause trouble. So it's not like they are really benefiting anything. And even when that money comes, it doesn't really go to those people that are really suffering. The people that cannot have good water, source of water, people that cannot even have good electricity. So it's those people in a high position that still benefit from Nigeria. And since they are the ones benefiting from Nigeria, they will want to remain in Nigeria. But as many that are not benefiting, as our people will say it, it's only the people that are benefiting from something that can continue to hammer for that thing to remain.
So what you're saying in essence is that we are, you know, when we go to school in the zoo, if after going to school you don't practice anything you were taught at school, nothing that you were taught that you were able to practice, what we want to find out, please, is this warped mindset of doing everything backwards. Because economics, it's very simple economics that you learn at class 3 in school. But it is called the factors of production. Everybody can recite it, what you need to start an industry, nearness to source of raw materials, nearness to power, and nearness to labor. All the rest of it. That is what we are taught in school. And the reason why we went to school is that, as we are told when we are small, when they are sending you off to school, is to go and learn something and be able to use it. Now, Nigeria is not copying from their master. Britain colonized Nigeria. Britain gave Nigeria independence. Britain sustained Nigeria when we wanted to defeat them. Because when our powers were in parity, when they faced us at our back and we defeated them, and they ran away, until the world came to help them. Why is it that the same servant cannot look at what the master is doing? The master is giving freedom to all the component parts that make them up. Why can't the slavish servant in Africa, in the darkest place in Africa, be able to learn from the master here in England, please?
Yes, Director, the whole thing took us to the main root of the Biafran-Nigerian Civil War. Since the inception of Nigeria, the amalgamation of Nigeria in 1914 by Lord Lugard, we know that there's never been unity in Nigeria, never been unity, and that people have always been too individualistic. The Northerners have always done things their own way. But the British knew that they're the only people they can trust and use. That's why that took us back to the Abure. Which is the main reason and where the Biafran stood to fight that civil war. They said, in Abure we stand. In Abure, Ghana, they negotiated for confederation. The same thing that Britain operates in their country, that when for one time back, what did they do? They turned against what they signed at Abure. That document is still very important, and we'll probably use it in court. Because that document is valid, but that's what people don't know. That document is valid because Nigeria signed it, and then Nigeria turned against what they signed, and then killed 3.5 million people where we stood for what we negotiated and agreed upon. So what it is that there's never been unity, and we are fed up, we are tired of being killed every single day, and in fact, the resources are not being disputed, and in fact, the people that own it enjoy it more than the people who own it. The thing is, it's becoming very, very mind-boggling that people who sit on top of their wealth will not get it. It's those people that are far away that actually enjoy it. Yeah. And for the man that is advocating for unity, it's because he, you know,
if just like one of Marashi said, it's because of what they've been defeated. You see, without unity, they cannot live in peace to enjoy what they've needed. And moreover, he might be supporting the president in power because he wants the situation to be calm so that they will amass as much money as possible before he leaves office. I don't know what is director, but we know what we are doing, and we are not going to be deceived twice. That's what I have to say.
Thank you very much for that very erudite analysis. Please, Carol, what is your take on it?
Yes, I picked up a couple of interesting notes there. Let me clarify with the UK. The UK is what Great Britain was called when it had territories. So Falkland Islands, Caribbean, all these islands that they invaded, and when they were all together as one, they were the United Kingdoms. That no really longer exists. Okay. Great Britain is made up of Northern Ireland, England, Wales and Scotland. Northern Ireland and Scotland have their own money. And they run it, and Scotland runs itself independently. Now, one other thing, right? The territories that are independent actually have, I don't know if this is including Nigeria now, it's been giving its independence, but I know for other territories in the Caribbean, having lived there, that they are still audited by Parliament. So all their financial reports have to go through Parliament every so many years. I'm not sure if Nigeria is the same as that.
No, they're a republic. Nigeria is a republic.
But even though they've been given independence.
Yeah, they are. A republic means that they are no longer answerable in principle to the crown.
The same as St. Lucia, but I used to live there, and the same way, they have their independence, they've been given it, but underneath it all, they're still audited, they still have to show their government accounts.
St. Lucia is not a republic.
No.
Nigeria,
yes.
The zoo itself,
I'm just clarifying that. But the intent, anyway, we'll go past that point. The point is, right, that Scotland currently at the moment, their economic system is actually doing better than the English system. Because of the poverty now in England, it's becoming more and more, and Scotland is overtaking. And I think this will be the biggest scare for Nigeria, is that when Biafra is given status, that they will do far much better. Because we even discussed this yesterday, that they burned down the buildings, so that the Igbos have raised up into good business areas. They burn them down so that they can raise up the rents and give these good areas now to Yoruba people. So this is the same thing that they were talking about yesterday. So I think really that they're just scared that you're going to do far much better without them. And then it will be the same as Scotland as England. You're asking why they're not allowing the same thing to happen, the master to the slave. But that is probably why, because they know that you will do better. And even if they allowed your oil, even if they just took the oil, as you said, you'd give it to them because you can't drink it. But even so, they would be ashamed because they know that the Biafran people would do far much better. Look at the things that have come out of Biafra.
Exactly. We are very resourceful people. Let us go and see if Dr. Egemba is of the same opinion, the same viewpoint, the same perspective. My question this evening is a very simple one, Dr. Egemba. Why is it that the slave servant called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria cannot learn from what the master is doing? The master is Britain. The master is... Yes, go ahead.
Yes, quite honestly, there is... I can say honestly with certainty, all those anything that's not much Nigeria can learn from Britain. And first of all, who will learn? Who will learn? There is no patriotic Nigerian. There is no, I'm saying with capital, in capital letters, there is no patriotic Nigeria that have the interest of the country, that has done anything remotely or otherwise, that will resemble some sort of attitude of a person that wants to bring the country together, that has done anything to bring the country together. No one, none, from A to Z, from independence. Part honestly, it is the founding fathers of the so-called the so-called Nigeria that has got a little bit atom of unity among them, more especially Nnamdi Azikiwe and the NCNC. All others has been playing tribal politics from day one. And it is a little bit misplaced to connect Nigeria and Britain, they don't have anything in common to learn from each other. Scotland has been a kingdom of itself many, many years before, I think, James the Second united the two kingdoms. And Northern Ireland was a colonial conquest. So, hence, the differences politically and to a large extent economically and culturally between Northern Ireland, Scotland, and the England and Wales, which has been one unit for a very long time. So there's not much here to learn from Nigeria, to learn from Britain at all. If you are learning in the sense that Scotland wants to be free from the United Kingdom, it's understandable, but still the connection is not there. Now, the connection can also be related to the fact that there has been different kingdoms or people have been existing separately on their own before Britain come to cook them and join them, tie them together by force for administrative convenience. But that is gone now. When the forefathers, more especially Hernandez, failed to bring the country together because of British preference to the northern monarchy. They like people who will prostrate for them, who will obey them, who will say yes, yes. And they don't want anybody who will come and bring a superior argument, who will want to show them that yes, they know something, they know their right from their left, which is what they found in Igbo land. They have not forgiven us till now. So that one is out of the way. Now, the way things are currently stand in Nigeria, there can never, ever, ever, ever be any unity in that country. Even if Ezekiel is to wake up from the dead today and every other thing, those who died and who wanted Nigeria to be one, even if they are coming, they raise from dead today to see what is happening, I think they will die 10 times again, because what they will find is totally different from what the type of Nigeria they fought for during independence. Therefore, my brother, and it is also wrong to anybody to say Nigeria will give us independence. Nobody gives independence. We have said that time with that member. Nobody gives independence. You have to fight for it. You have to demand it by force. We are now currently, we want to be more civilized than others, going through the court process. We all know that it is not going to be an end on itself. Let us see how it's going to work. But while we are suing for peace, we should prepare for war. And if time is not taken, it is going to go that way. If anybody is waiting for Nigeria to give us Biafra, we will wait for eternity. Unless unceremoniously the country will break into pieces the way it is destined to. So, but having said that, it is important that we organize ourselves, remove the bad egg among us, re-energize ourselves, re-strategize, and unite. We're doing what Radio Biafra is doing and the Human Rights Initiative we are doing to put our house in order so that we can move ahead and claim what is rightly belong to us. If we are waiting for when any third party will come and do that for us, we will be waiting for eternity.
Thank you very much. And Carol, you want to say something?
Yeah, I want to clarify that Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland, they have their own flags. Wales has its own flag and its own language, and it's still part of Great Britain. Scotland has its national dish and its national flag and has its own identity. I mean, up there they wear kilts with skirts for men. So, you know, this is what's missing. This is what I'm trying to make you understand, is that why cannot Biafra exist within the community of Nigeria? It can still exist, still have its national flag, still have its traditions and, you know, all of your Igbo traditions and its national dishes and everything else. Why does its identity have to be lost?
It is lost because you have baboons in charge. It is a zoo. What do you expect? These are not normal people.
This is part of the agreement. The part of the agreement is that you are allowed to keep your identity.
Yes, it is part. We are missing the point that a lot of people are missing is that if you go to a country inhabited by people, you will see some difference. These are not, they look like human beings. You see them, they even wear suits. Some of them wear, but they wear hats and they be going, they even go to church to clap their hands.
What you are looking at are a bunch of animals. They cannot reason. The difference between a human being and an animal is the ability to reason. That is what Mary Wollstonecraft said.
This is why we march then on the governments and we make the rest of the world make the decision for them. Because obviously they can't make the decision for themselves.
We will
march on America, UK and all of these other places and ask our governments to step in, because obviously these people have got no idea of what law is.
They don't know what law is because they don't. You see, these are people that when the Europeans came, when your countrymen came, and gave us money, gave us whiskey, showed us how to build their type of houses. And we said, is this how life is? And we started to lap it up. We took everything. That is why when somebody contests for political office in the zoo, all they are asking you to do is, please, can you sign this blank check for me? I want to go and steal your money. That is what it means. It doesn't mean anything else. In every other part of the world, people go into political office to go and serve their people.
English politicians do not earn money.
In the zoo, you go into politics to go and steal. You are a certified rogue, a criminal. From the day you move in. The only difference between a Nigerian politician and a stark armed robber is that one is doing it with your consent, the other one is doing it without your consent. That's the only difference. Or else there is no difference between an average rogue who is in the parliament in Nigeria claiming to be legislating while sharing money and a highway robber, an armed robber on the highway. We have somebody who has been waiting very patiently on Skype all this while. Let's go and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. We are waiting for the caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. Hello? The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. He is not there anymore. We can't take his call. And if you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. The time has just gone 6 minutes past the hour of 8 here in London this evening. I'm on Namdi Kanu. I have Carol Monday. I have Wanda Manachi Opara. We also have Barrister Emma Mesi, the very eminent barrister himself. We also have Chukwunye Bunyeze. Please, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. This is an open platform where we discuss the undiscussable, because this is Radio Biafra. Truth is our standard. We can never, ever lower it. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, Mr. Nandi, thank you once again. My name is Mother Klomoni. I'm calling from Ukraine.
From Ukraine.
Yes, I'm trying to contribute one thing in line with what the last caller said. In as much as we are trying to pursue a peaceful means of trying to get Biafra, our promised land, I think there's every need for us to look at it from the other point of view. Just like what he said, nothing good comes so easy. If you look at even the... You are talking about the history and the political scenario of Great Britain. You know, you can see what's happening in Northern Ireland, between Northern Ireland and Ireland, between the Catholics and the Anglicans and a lot of things. And the history today points to a direction that if we do not get ourselves, our house, together, you know, attach ourselves with a particular country who is in line with our desire, I think it's going to be very difficult for us to achieve this, because we still have a lot of stages to pass through in the United Nations, you know, even in African Union and all whatnot. There are still a lot for us to do politically, and we have to look at it from the other way around, because if we look at it from the political aspect of it, if we can't get it, there are still other things that will be done. For example, let me give you, if not even for the real war between Biafra again and the state, the zoo state called Nigeria, even within ourselves, I read an article in the Biafran site concerning what this Ijoman clerk or whoever is called said about unity and things like that. People like that, they are ready to sabotage this Biafra. And even our own people, I read so many articles about this Biafra issue and what things have been going on in the East. I almost cried. If people would know the sufferings of these Biafran people, the Igbo race, to be clear with, and people still disguise themselves as Biafras,
wear Biafran flags and things like that, and still go and disturb people. I read something about somebody who came back from the United States and he was robbed.
With Biafran flag. They were carrying Biafran flag and robbing people.
Yes.
Carrying black Biafran flag and robbing people.
And robbing people.
That is what Masop gave us. That is not freedom fighting. Freedom fighting.
Yes.
For lunatics.
We don't know. Those people may be the people we are going to face tomorrow. So there is every means for us to have our hands together, have a small militia. Those things may not be in Nigeria. They may not be homegrown up. For instance, you know, Nigeria was, was able to withstand Nigeria for almost three years because even that time they were accusing Ojukwu of training soldiers and things. They were people that were being trained somewhere in Okigwe. And the Nigerian government then did not know, and that was able. They had a standby soldier who had the training and all that thing. So I think there is every need.
My brother, let us make something very, very clear so listeners will understand.
Yes,
the ground in Biafra at the moment is ripe for criminality.
Yes, I agree with you.
They have messed it up so much. MASOP has messed up freedom fighting to the point they have criminalized it.
Sure.
It has become criminal enterprise. It is Hoshi legally.
Yeah.
The same way that a Nigerian politician will go through... Listen to me very carefully. Rather than somebody in Nigeria go to the bank and rob the bank, they look for a legitimate means to steal. Vote them into the Senate. So they now have the legal authority to go and steal. And with immunity. Nothing will happen to them. People, petty criminals are joining MASOP and stealing with our flag.
Yes. That is why I am of the opinion.
With our flag. Now, Radio Biafra is going to United States and will be broadcasting from there on the 21st. We'll be in America, broadcasting from America. Touring the whole of America to go and ginger up our people who have eaten hamburger so much, they have lost their senses. They have eaten so much hamburger and French fries, they can't think properly anymore. We are going to cleanse their brain to wake them up from slumber and remind them of where they come from. The same way people built the United States is how we are going to build where we come from. They cannot run away from it. We are going there.
Yes, I support that, and I still want this to be given, you know, a second thought, so that we in as much, this is not going to be an open something, because even abroad, we are all here in Europe and things like that. There are still people who are trained like machineries, only to fight to get money.
We will not do that, that we cannot be mercenaries for the very simple reason that we are not that type of people. We will go and we will legally and politically and civilly claim what rightfully belongs to us. It is ours, and nobody can take it away from us. Thank you very much for calling our brother. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good evening, Mr. Land. This is Okechukwu from London.
From London, go ahead. The world is listening. Okechukwu, go ahead.
Yes. The topic today, I was following the whole thing and all the analysis from the board meeting, Mr. Mezu and others. Everybody are saying about Nigeria holding Biafra, Nigerians are doing this, Britain comes in. But there's something I want to, concerning this Biafra, our stay in Nigeria is not Hausa or Yoruba that is holding us. Now, there are something that happened in New State years ago, I think 1995-94, when something happened there and people started burning people's house and then going to the house to attack all these criminals, then everybody run away in the night. And this is the only thing that we save the Biafrans. If we are in the radio talking about Yoruba, Hausa, they are doing this, doing that. No. These people, they don't have any strength to stop Biafrans. The people that is holding us is our father, our mother, our sisters, our brothers, our relatives. We are the Biafrans holding ourselves. We have to fight. Okay, look at what is going on within us. This is match up. Match up doing this. Who will attack match up? So this is something that we will sit down and table it and iron it once and for all. Let everybody come down to that land and fish these people. We know them one by one. Everybody, we know them, even churches know them. But nobody will arise alarm, alarm against them, because if you talk about them, they will attack you. So this is the people we need to sit down and discuss how to attack them and fish them out. Burn their houses. These people, you don't need to kill them with gun, with knife, or hang some of them hanging, because these people, they will never, there is nothing, even God come today, these people will fight God. Because they have kingdom in that particular zoo called Nigeria. That place is their level, that place is their heaven. So they will not allow anybody to come and attack them in their zone, in their seat. So this is something that is killing us. This thing is something that is killing us inside our belly. So how are we going to iron this? Stop calling all these Yoruba people or RSID, they did this, they did that. Those people, they are there international eating, doing their own thing, but this is our own thing. This is in our home, in our house.
Yes, I agree with you. You'll be surprised that I agree with you in what you're saying. But let us see if Barrister Emmanuel is also in agreement. Barrister, you have been listening to what our brother has been saying. Are you in agreement with his view?
Director, yes, in a way. Because I was having this discussion 2 weeks ago, that what is holding Biafrans within their territory are Biafrans. Just like my brother rightly and correctly said, it's not the Yorubas of the houses holding us. What the Yorubas or houses are doing are, they are attacking our economic power. That is what they are doing. The houses are killing our people, which is what we do not like and we do not want. But we are sometimes destroying ourselves. He was right by saying that the best way to get our house in order is to get rid of all these people who are some kind of problem within our own territory, just like you said. Now, those guys who are supposed to be waiting and sitting at home in protest of what Nigerians are doing, Biafran, they went on the road, started stealing with Biafran flag. Then again, I have a different theory. Could these be our enemies who are using our flag in order to rob, just to sabotage our effort? That, you have to look at it in this way. It may not be my son people. It may not be our own people. It may not even be Biafrans, because you not rob your own house. It could be the work of enemy in order to, because they know that Director Nnamdi Kanu will definitely speak this out on Radio Biafra. It may not be our own people robbing our own people. It could be a different people using our flag in order to bring us down. So we have to be aware that some of this, if you remember during the time Jesus Christ was around, some people were preaching even in the name of Jesus Christ. They are not the disciples, not the apostles, but they were preaching using Jesus' name. So we have to be aware that we have enemies within us who could be using the African flag and robbing people. That is my own submission.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. It's a very valid one. We'll take that on board. We'll now go over to the United States to see how the progress we are making in relation to the travel which Radio Biafra is going to embark upon, a tour of the United States and possibly Canada as well. There has been no confirmation from Canada. We have spoken to some of the leaders in Canada. Nothing is firm yet. But with United States, yes, we know that is happening. But Canada, we do not know for certain, because we need them to organize themselves properly. And then Radio Biafra can go to Canada. But we have been invited to the United States, and we are going to the United States. Please, we have our representative in the United States at this very point. So please, can you tell our wonderful listeners all over the world, please, your name and where you are this evening, please?
Okay, my name is Chidera. I'm in Tennessee. BBC, and I want to re-announce that Radio Biafra is going to be broadcasting here in the United States. We're very sure that we'll be broadcasting in Atlanta, Georgia, and also in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is the Houston area. We'll also be broadcasting in Fort Worth, which is the Dallas area. So I'm encouraging the people who live around those areas and know other people who do to come around for the broadcast. We would also be broadcasting in Brooklyn, New York. So all the people in the New York area, New York City, Brooklyn and Manhattan should come around, and New Jersey as well. We're hoping to broadcast in California as well, but we're not sure yet of the particular city. So if you want to host us in California, or you know someone who can, you can contact us via Skype and let us know.
Are you saying we don't have Biafrans in California? Is that what our understanding, that we don't have Biafrans in California and Washington, D.C. as well?
Oh, we do. We have a lot of Biafrans in California, especially in San Francisco, Sacramento, and Los Angeles. We have a lot of Biafrans there.
So it would be a shame for Radio Biafra to be in the United States and we don't go to California and we don't go to Washington, D.C. Yeah,
Carol? Washington, D.C. is the main capital, isn't it?
It is the main capital.
So you can't go to America and not go to Washington. Where's the Washington reference? Call in the studio now. Come on. There must be somebody out there. I don't know who's from Washington. I haven't got any volunteers from Washington. The only man I had from Washington has gone to work in the Ukraine with his company. So, come on now. Where's the Barafans in Washington? Please call in tonight, because you cannot go there and not go to the capital as well.
Yes.
And California as well, because there are a lot more people in California, especially San Francisco, Sacramento, and Los Angeles. And San Diego.
And then we are asking for our people in California to be able to come up. But this is what I'm saying. Is there anything they put in the hamburger they sell there that people eat it and they don't want to go back to
California? I think so, because myself, I don't eat everything in the hamburger. I just, especially the pickles, I don't like it. Maybe there's something in their own hamburgers they're eating, which is not a mine. I don't know.
Maybe we'll stay away from hamburger when Radio Biafra gets to United States, so we don't maybe decide to stay there and not do our work anymore. Yes, because it's rather very... there are a few exceptions, we know that. We have a lot of people working very hard for Biafra in the New York area, especially in the Texas area as well as in the Georgia, Atlanta axis. We also know of a very significant and sizable presence in Chicago. We would also like to go to Chicago to be able to broadcast to the world from there, so that the whole world will know that there are Biafrans all over the place. We are also awaiting confirmation from our people in Toronto, in Canada, to tell us if Radio Biafra will be able to make it this time around to Canada, or else we'll have to return to the UK before we return to Canada. We also know that we don't want to give too much work to our people in Malaysia. They are busy trying to procure the printing press that will make sure that we have free newspapers delivered to Biafrans every morning in Biafraland. That is their job. The Canadians as well, we have informed them. They are going to give us the decoder and the dish. You know, when you have a satellite TV, there is decoder and there is a dish that will be supplied by the Canadians. They will have to pay for it. They will have to liaise with the manufacturers and make sure that they get us nothing less than 3,000 pieces, 3,000 decoders, 3,000 antennas for distribution to what we're going to call listening posts, so that each and every hamlet, we didn't say village, each and every hamlet will be able to have a Radio Biafra listening post every blessed day, where people can go into and listen to Radio Biafra in their tens, maybe not in their hundreds, but at least in their tens. We want our message to get to everywhere. United States, if they like it or not, they can eat as much hamburger as they like. What we are telling them is that they will get us the satellite. United States will pay for a satellite contract for 2 years. They will have to pay for it. The same way that the people in the Scandinavian countries, by which we mean Sweden, Norway, and all the rest of them, will have to make sure that the office of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra is well-resourced.
it is well resourced, that the office from where our elders operate from where they issue edicts from, is well resourced. Every country that is sizable will have something to contribute. This is your Biafra. It doesn't belong to anybody. It doesn't belong to members of the Council of Elders. After all, tomorrow you can be a member of the Council of Elders. It doesn't belong to Radio Biafra Editorial Board. After all, tomorrow you can also be here doing exactly what we are doing. It belongs to everybody. We all need to contribute. As our brother said, Okechukwu, who called from London, we are the ones stopping ourselves. Nobody is stopping us. We are stopping ourselves. Thank you very much. If there's any update, we'll come back to you to give it to us, please, Jidera. But you continue the great work that you're doing.
Yeah, can I say something? Somebody called in from Vancouver, Canada yesterday, and he complained that Vancouver, it's a little far from Toronto and Ontario. So anyone that is listening to us from Vancouver should try to register so that we can get the people in Vancouver connected. Vancouver, Canada.
Thank you very much. That is what we're doing here. We connect each other. We are here as a family. Of course, we are very upset, but we are also a family. Let us go and take this call. Please stay where you are, Chidera, on Skype, please. Let us try and take this call. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes.
Please turn Balata. Balata, Balata, turn it down. Turn it off or down or low, whichever one, please.
Yes. Good evening, Director Mamli.
Good evening.
This is Okudere Simeon, calling from Sweden.
Yes, Okudere, go ahead.
Yes, I've heard so much about Radio Biafra about, so I'm going to call out on the line. But thank God I finally get it.
Yes, go ahead.
Please, I just want to say that we in Sweden, we have complete, I mean, the 10-man committee.
Oh, 10-man committee in Sweden is complete.
Yes, we are complete right now. And we have to be giving Radio Biafra 500 euro every month.
That is wonderful.
So we made a meeting yesterday and today as well. So me, Amadi, and Obiora.
Yes.
So we are committed. We are out now to work for Biafra. And we are going to do everything possible to achieve Biafra.
That is the spirit.
From this June, Sweden will be contributing 500 euros to Radio Biafra.
Yeah, thank you very, very much for that. Biafra is getting closer and closer. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I hope Biafra is listening because she's the one contributing Sweden.
No, Ngozi and her husband will not let us down. We know that she was the one that fired everybody up. She knows that very well. That
they have been doing a marvelous job. They have been doing wonderful. They have been trying to call everybody, putting us together, coordinating, and doing everything to make sure it works. And myself, have been working a lot, with her and other rest of the other members. Okay. So now we are 10, but we try to get more members because, a freedom fighting. We need more numbers. We need as many numbers as we can. So that if we can't, like you always say, Biafra is a thing of spirit. If the spirit moves you, you come out. It's not something you force somebody to come out and, do this or do that. So that now, I can talk to you now, I can assure you we are complete. We have 10 people on board and we have made a meeting, we have resolved, to be supporting everybody. And the Biafra Human Rights with 500 euro every month. But as time goes on, I'm appealing to every Biafra who lives in Sweden right now, who is listening to Radio Biafra, to come out. I challenge them now to come out. There's nothing to be scared of. There is nothing to hide yourself anymore. Let them come out and to support them. The more members you get, the more money will increase. I believe everybody will call you this. He called me a while ago. I was going to call you.
Yes.
To give you a breakdown of, where we are.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Again, what I want to say about this Edward Clark, I think the time has come. We, the Africans, Igbos, so to say, to know where we are. Because if you remember the first time I called you, the Africans, about 4 months ago, my first question was, these South African people, where are they? Are they repaired or not? What are they saying?
Because this doctor, there is a statement he made about 2-3 months ago that if they support Ubos to produce a president, that we're going to revise abandon property policy. And that will make Ubos own protocols. You know, they are scared what they do to us. They are scared. They don't trust us. And they don't love us.
But my
friend, they don't love us. Believe me. Let us not kill ourselves again the second time. Let us know where we are. If they're not with us, I mean, we have to do ourselves. We have to, work for ourselves.
I want to make this point so that people will understand it very, very clearly. Everybody in the zoo is behaving like a mini master. The same way the British came and colonized us, the same way they handed over to Hausas, and Hausas are still enslaving, they are not colonizing, they are enslaving everybody. The Hausas have managed to get the brains of certain people in the so-called Niger Delta and have managed to enslave them also. So those people will also have to oppress the people in Port Harcourt. Who told them that Port Harcourt is not an Igbo territory? What is the name before Port Harcourt? Let us ask Edwin Clark to tell us the name of Port Harcourt, because Port Harcourt was not the original name. Port Harcourt was a name given to it by the British. So what was the name before? Mr. Edwin Clark, the name is Igwocha. It's an Igbo name. That's why you have Obi Igbo. Please let us get our facts straight. Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello?
Hello, Nandi. Coming from Canada. This is Maureen calling from Canada.
Maureen from Canada. Go ahead. The world is listening.
I just want to tell you that you're coming to Canada. You'll be coming to Canada, but we're just putting one or two things together. I will give you a call and we'll discuss on it, okay?
Wonderful.
You're coming is still intact.
Good.
So probably it will be maybe on your way back from US.
Okay.
So I will give you a call and we'll shut up on it.
Wonderful. It's good to know. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. The same way that Ngozi is coordinating Sweden is the same way that Maureen is coordinating Canada. We love our women. They are very, very formidable. They are doing very well, and we want them to succeed. Please, can you give us an update on Facebook? Let us know what is going on. Is the numbers, is it climbing or going down?
I'm not following it that well, but I was just listening, and I'm so proud of the Sweden coming forward like that. Tennessee, Dallas, Atlanta, Malaysia, Russia, let's not forget them. We know they're ready and waiting. Australia and now Canada. One thing I want to clarify is that we're not just asking for just 10 members in a country. We're asking for 10 strong members that are willing to give all, that are true Biafrans, and will do whatever it takes to get Biafra. And I know that there's going to be more than 10, but what it is that we need 10 that are contactable so that the other people within that country can contact them. And if countries can come forward and give us their name, you know, and numbers live on air so that the people can, so other people can contact us. A lot of these countries, this is how they've got through.
Yes, thank you very, very much. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on Skype should stay where they are. Please don't go away. Stay on Skype, please. Your name is Lawrence. Please, Lawrence, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Honorable Jude Bunaya. I'm calling from Sheffield.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
First of all, I thank you all, Biafra. I'm listening from people are calling from American and Canada and other rest of areas. I'm very grateful. I'm following what they are saying. First of all, I want to tell my brother calling from I think Sweden, talking about Edwin Clark.
Yes.
Yeah. Please, my brother, don't see that because comment Edwin Clark make against all the and condemn used to condemn all the south or something like that, you know.
Yes.
Edwin Clark is one person. We know that. Don't listen to him. They can. I know many south they are with us. Many of them. So we can't tell them because of one person comment or the other. So we know who Edwin Clark is. It's just a servant of. So that one apart. Main thing I'm talking, and I will still say it about myself, and I will continue exposing them as, because let our brothers know, they are not with anywhere with myself. I'm saying that with that number, we are against the leadership of myself. If they leave the leadership going on, they're going to expose a lot of things for us. So you have to expose them so that the English and they know who they are. You know? So the question I want to answer to you, you ask, why those men that die in this at home? Why they die? Why they order to sit at home? I will give the world the answer because I know it. You know, over the weekend, he has seen the heat. I'm telling you, he has seen the heat now, but he's losing the members every day. There's a lot of some men which is they are working with him over the weekend have no his plan, and they are, all of them are dropping out. So over the weekend, he's seen the heat. Why he put the sit at home on Saturday? Because he's afraid. He's now become a coward. He's afraid. Go and ask everybody what happened on August 24, 2004. I'll still mention it. That day, the all Igbos, all their friends, even in Lagos, even in Abuja, they paralyzed everywhere in Nigeria without any force. Nobody forced them. No single soul was lost in that day.
That is true.
The current chairman of this, for union or congress or one of that in Nigeria, any religion or something like that, paid and sought for what they did. He said, this is type of strike they need. They're going to using a massive system of sit at home. But what happened in this sit at home? People died because of what? Olavika was testing that killed those young men. I'm telling you, and I know what I'm saying. I'm not talking they say it's fact and figure. Go ask anybody that member of myself. Olavika was the person that told them to go out early in the morning and put tires on the road and put fire because it's a fed off. People must stay at home. That's why we sent all those young men out to go and put tires on the road and put fire and report them. They can tell the police and die. Now, what happened? Have Olavika said any comments since that day? Never. I haven't heard him say anything. This is how these men are dying. Ask yourself, why people are sit at home? Why people die? Because you order them to sit at home and also order them to go out and block the road. So please, my brothers, let us know that Olavika is our very big problem. I'm telling Olavika again. We are the common member of myself. Please let him leave this struggle alone and give it to people that there's every man who is going to handle myself. Let him go and go and be every man, I don't care. This is what I want to say.
Thank you very much. You have made a very valid point, which I am sure our listeners will be able to appreciate, because this is Radio Biafra. We sweep nothing under the carpet. There is nothing like, let us solve something in-house. No. If you allow evil, evil will continue to fester. Had we done something when kidnapping came in, we would have driven kidnapping away. Had we done something when this indiscriminate killing by politicians were happening, we would not have had a Zoo River. Because we are not like any other people. In where we come from, if you allow evil to persist for 12 months, it becomes a way of life. To remove it becomes impossible. People are stealing with our flag, using the sacred name of Biafra to steal and loot and kill and rape. And people are telling me that such things should be left unsaid. That is impossible. Not at Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name, please, and where you are. The caller on Skype, if you may, give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype is not responding. We know we still have Barrister Mamezu still on the line.
Yes, Director, I'm here.
Yes, you were of the opinion that the crimes being committed may have been perpetrated by outsiders, but you've had
irrefutable assertion and claim that that was not the case. These are confirmed MASOP members. They only issued the statement because they have been caught. That was why they said people. It's very easy when you go and do something, you say other people came in and did it, but it is you. Nobody is there to verify. But we'll move on very quickly from that. That is not what we are going to dwell on. What is concerning us is what you concurred with earlier when our brother phoned and said that we are the ones holding ourselves. How do we begin to unchain, to unshackle ourselves from the bondage? You know, sometimes some people enjoy being slaves, you know that. So there is a place you'll be in, you will enjoy it, you say, oh, let's carry on this way. How do you get those people back? How do you detox them back into reality, into common sense? Somebody over the years have accumulated so much cobweb of submission and subjugation that their life has become even meaningless to themselves. How do you reactivate them? How do you bring them? How do you make them humans again? Because right now they're automatons. They are like programmed animals in the zoo moving about in Nigeria with Igbo names. How do you bring them back to reality? In fact, some of them are all over the world as well.
Right, Director. Well, the first thing is, as you know, I always preach, unity. How do you get across this unity I always sing about? It's exactly what you and I and all our listeners and those who are calling in are doing. You are educating our people that slavery is no good to nobody. We are aligning ourselves that we are fed up for how many years we've been enslaved. There's no benefit to the slavery, and all the slavish mentality that all our cronies have given us has never benefited anybody. That is one. Now, as we go ahead and keep telling our people, our listeners, that whatever they are doing that is wrong, they should desist, they should stop it, because when Biafra comes in, they will all be cleansed. Nobody who perpetrated evil against any Biafra will get away with it. That is a story, and that is the preaching we should sing, and sing it loud, so that whoever is doing evil, if they don't stop it during the time they have been told to stop, they will face the music. The Biafra we are looking for is a Biafra where nobody will be subjugated or be put down. Everybody will have equal right that is given to him or her right from the time that person was born. So this is the history, the story that we know and that we should sing about and tell our people to repent from all the evil deeds they've been carrying about. Now, what I want to add in addition is, if any Masop member or even their leader is listening, could they please call in Radio Biafra to confirm whether what we are saying is true or not? Because anybody who doesn't like anybody can say anything. Remember the old adage, call a dog a bad name and kill the dog. So I still believe that I cannot go and kill Nnamdi Kanu unless there is somebody who sent me to go and do it. And if I do that, I am the most stupid man on earth that does not deserve to live.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Barrister. And please, we are very grateful for your contribution, as always. Carol, you have something to say?
Yeah, there's an interesting what you were saying, that you know that there's a syndrome called the Stockholm syndrome, like when you're kidnapped or your wife has been having abuse, you actually, you know, have the mindset where you take empathy with your kidnapper, and maybe this is kind of what happened, and the only way we can cure that is by changing the environment.
Yes, our people have been in a state of bondage and slavery for so long that they are beginning to enjoy it. They don't know the difference between a slave and somebody who isn't a slave, which is very, very sad. Let's take this call. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Joseph Obiora. I'm calling from Sweden.
Joseph Obiora, Sweden has made us very, very proud today. Sweden is leading the way. India made so much noise, nothing is coming from India. Up until now, it's all noise making from India, which is very disappointing. China, the same. Please go ahead, because Sweden has done us proud today. Go ahead.
Yeah, like we here in Malmo and Sweden, according to Mr. Ngozi and the husband, so we have complete 10 strong members, even more than that. But what we need now is how to be limiting the supporting our Biafra thing, you know, the bank and the, how to transfer them the support.
Everything is on the web. Everything is you want is on Radio Biafra website. That is why we advise all the time that people should at least visit the website 2 times a day. First thing in the morning when you wake up, and the last thing you do before you pray at night to go to bed. Visit Radio Biafra. Everything you need is there. However you want to do it, you go to the website, you see the donate button, anything. There are various ways to do it. It is all there. Since you are in Europe, you don't need to do anything. You walk into any bank anywhere and give them the details of Radio Biafra account, and they will just pay it over the counter. Anybody, a brother, Daniel Chukwu, did it in Italy, using the ATM machine. He didn't go into the bank. He was able to pay his monthly contribution by going to the ATM outside. He did not go into the bank counter, and he managed to be able to send money to Radio Biafra that way.
This like internet banking, you know, someone can I will try to go into that paying stuff to know how it works, because like our people here, they are thinking of sending. Giving me all the their contributions so that I can forward it to you guys to support Biafra, you know.
Yes.
And there is another question I think I would like to ask. Maybe they are also suggesting if maybe the names are needed or something like that for you guys to know that we have 10 strong members of Biafra.
Yes, we need the names because we'll be holding meetings. We'll be holding teleconference over the secure lines, over secure video lines, very, very shortly. Because the editorial board, wherever you have the 10-man committee constituted or 10-person committee, because a woman, of course, in Sweden is being led by a woman, also in Canada, the same. So it doesn't matter. We cannot be having confidential meetings with everybody. All the time, it is not possible. It has to be on a need-to-know basis. There are some information that the council and the committees will know that other members may not necessarily know at the correct time, so to speak, in order to avoid what we are doing being compromised in one way or the other. So that is why we need these committees, and we've explained it before. What we are doing is to build a worldwide coalition.
Yeah.
Because we believe in Biafra. We don't want people in Sweden to say, oh, nobody told us, you didn't carry us along. We don't want that excuse anymore. So we want to make sure that the view of every Biafran counts in what we are doing. I will say it again, and I will keep repeating it until it sinks into our collective understanding.
Yeah.
That every project undertaken by Radio Biafra has been suggested by listeners of Radio Biafra on the air. Not even secretly. They come on the air, they have very good suggestions, and that is what we're implementing. So we are going to conduct the worldwide demonstration. We will go home and sweep away the workers of iniquity from the house of God. And then we face our enemies. And believe you me, Biafra will come.
Exactly.
Those stopping Biafra are people within our midst, those stealing in the name of Biafra. They are the ones who will stop you. Just the same way, let us put it this way. Somebody is making money with Biafra name, using Biafra to make money. What is the difference between that person and a politician like Edwin Clark? Edwin Clark wants Nigeria to be one because he's getting all your block, he's getting all your money. That's the only reason. So some people will want us to continue with this nonsense. After every 2 years, you play one stunt. It's called a stunt. And people will think you're doing something when you are absolutely doing nothing. Nothing. All you're doing is to make people feel that you are still relevant, stopping us from getting to where we want to get to. People say it is fighting, it is what we say. Tell them it is nonsense. If you go to Palestine, the same thing happened. Fatah was corrupt to the core. Fatah movement, the armed, so to speak, the political wing of PLO, we are so compromised because of corruption that Hamas came up. I don't support them. They are terrorists. They are threatening the state of Israel, which is very dear to me. But we respect the right of individuals to exist in peace and harmony all over the world, and that is why we are law-abiding and very obedient. But what we are saying is that stop killing our people, stop stealing in the name of Biafra, and please do what you say you're going to do. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
Yeah, the same to you, my brother.
Thank you very, very much.
This is Radio Biafra. If you want to get hold of us, you know what to do. Our number is the same. We want you to save our number. So even when to save your number, this is not ours, as a matter of fact, is to save this number plus 44 78 31 30 8376. It's always on the top right hand screen of either your mobile phone or your computer, or you just add Radio Biafra to Skype. Skype makes it a lot more easier, because even when we are off air, you can continue to talk to people that work for volunteers. Nobody pays them. They are all volunteers working for Radio Biafra. What Carol Monday is doing is fantastic. What Chidera is doing in America is wonderful. What Zini Eziada is doing is great. What Nonye Manning is doing is great. What George Agogwa is doing is great. What Engineer Ezekwesili is doing is wonderful. We have people all over the place spreading this good news, working tirelessly hard every day. And we would not forget what the Oformas are also doing in Australia, and what Okezie Ogu is also doing in Australia, and what our brother Moses Wigwe is doing in the United States. We commend all of you for the work you're doing. It is because of your effort that Radio Biafra Forum is the largest of its kind in the whole of sub-Saharan Africa. It currently stands at over nearly 37,500 people. That means each time we send one simple message, it goes to billions of people. That is why we keep asking you, bring your friends to Facebook. Don't be afraid. There is no prison in the whole world that can hold up to 1 million people, and that is our target, to be up to 1 million. Don't be afraid. Atolojo, we are in this together. We are not going to go halfway and come back. It is all the way through to freedom for our people. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Lawrence Ubuchukwuma.
Yes, go ahead.
From Malaysia.
From Malaysia, great people. Go ahead.
Yeah, Namodi Ekenemu.
Dewo.
I greet you. One thing I want to say is that Nigeria as a whole is a nightmare to Biafra.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And in Nigeria, there can never be unity. There can never be peace in that country, because what they have done to us, we Biafrans, what they have done to Biafra in the days we fought the civil war, you understand?
Yes.
In 1970 to now, they are still fighting the team is still fighting them till now. Now, if you come to think of it, what is happening to Nigeria today? Last year they had plane crash, and they listed names of people that died. Almost 50 or 80% of the names there are Igbos. They are Biafrans. Okay, what is happening in Nigeria today? Most people there that are dying there every day, even in the north in Kano, they are all Nigerians, Biafrans. And we are not even doing anything. Our governments are not doing anything, especially from the southeast. All the governors we have there, the leaders there in Igbo land, they are not doing anything. And today, somebody is saying they want unity. They can never be unity in that country, in Nigeria, until they realize what they did to Biafra. Because what they did to Biafra is what is haunting them till today, as a whole. And secondly, I want to ask you, do you get the information of the Igbo girl that died in Spain, that one of us reported yesterday? I don't know. I didn't hear about it till now. I just want to know if there is any information any development that has come about our death.
No, Barrister Imam Mezu will be dealing with that. I'm not a lawyer myself, but we have trained lawyers who are Biafrans, and they are the ones looking into it. That is why we need to be together. That is why we need Spain to be quickly established. That is why we need Italy to come forward and be established, so that whenever something of that magnitude happens, we'll be able to effectively coordinate our efforts so that we ensure it doesn't happen again. That is what we are here to do. We don't enjoy the loss of life of our people. We don't like it at all, regardless of who it is. Isn't it very strange that we are protesting 6 people killed in the north, And we lost 12 people doing useless it at home. We sat at home to defend 6 people that died in the north, and we lost 12 people. It doesn't make any sense. Our mindset, our approach has to change.
It's hot. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sir Namudi, what is happening to us today, for me, as in, if I wake up and see people dying and see what is happening, I'm even ashamed of myself, of being a Nigerian. I'm not a Nigerian, and I want to be a Biafran, and I'm fighting for Biafra to be actualized, and that is it. And no matter what Nigeria did do from now to even next year, Biafra will never die. After fighting us, they thought they killed all the Biafrans, but still yet, we are fighting to achieve it. And we can never die. We are the new Israel in Nigeria. Biafra is the new Israel in Nigeria. Put me right today, sir.
It is true, because we are, thank you very much, because we are surrounded by enemies. That is how you know if you're blessed by God or not. As people will always remember, everybody who is blessed by either his father is hated. The same thing happened to Joseph in the Bible. The same thing happened to David. They drove him away to be driving sheep and lamb. Anytime you're loved, even Jesus Christ, that we go to church all the time to be, God loved him. Once God loves you, people hate you. Those around you will hate you. That is why we're a very special people, because we are loved and blessed by God, although he's punishing us for all our rather very foolish behavior, starting with Osu, the killing of twins, the slavery that some people from around Arochukwu organized and were selling our people. The fact that some people will not marry from places called Ume and all the rest of it. And thankfully, we have banished all of that nonsense and have returned our people to who we are. People who are focused on the merit of being called the children of God himself direct. As I said previously, I will say it again. I am circumcised. There is no way somebody who is uncircumcised will bring the word of God to me. It doesn't make any sense, because circumcision is what ties me to God himself. Even Abraham, at a very old age, God said to him, the only thing you can do as a sign that I inhabit within you is the circumcision of the foreskin. If you are joining Radio Biafra, or if you had joined us this evening, we are very, very grateful for all of you who listen to Radio Biafra. Here is where we tell you the truth. It is very bitter. Some people may not like it, but it still has to be told anyway. Let us go to Barrister Imam Mezu to please give us his closing observations, his closing remarks, and also to point out the need and the importance of belonging to this wonderful family of Radio Biafra listeners all across the globe, please.
Director, can you please repeat that again?
I said we want to gain your closing remarks, please, and to help encourage our people wherever they are on this planet to be part of this global phenomenon called Radio Biafra.
All right. Well, you have already established the facts. All we are hoping and keep asking our people to do what they could to actualize our homeland, the promised land that we've had before Nigeria existed. And we are going back to that land. I'm quite impressed with all the information coming from the United States, from Canada, from Sweden. We hope that more people from different countries, especially from the Scandinavian, the Indians should not let us down. We thank those who contributed in whatever way they could, and we hope that many more will also make their pledges, because this cannot be left for Radio Biafra editorial only. We God bless all of you, and we talk to you again tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. And please, Carol.
Yes, it's nice to see, you know, everybody's coming and phoning in about the person, the lady in Spain that's been killed, and they're concerning over the dead and everything. It's actually funny that you're all family, and, you know, and coming through this, you're actually gathering as a family. I think in modern day life now, we're getting so disconnected. I'd really like to see this family come together. So good night to, as a friend of your family, I will call myself sister. Good night, family. Good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. And we have Dr. Egamba as well. Please, Doctor, can you give us your closing remarks? But your system is very noisy. It's very, very noisy. We can't take it because of the interference. And from me, Namdekan, it's been a pleasure
having you this evening. We are asking you to also go out and keep adding your friends on Facebook. If you have added your friends, get them to also add their own friends. Sometimes, you know, it's very arduous. It's time-consuming. It's a very painstaking job to do, but it's something we have to do. That is the least you can do for your country, is to tell other people that you exist and that you have the right to existence. From me here in London, it is good night, and we are praying for each and every one of you to please, no matter what you do, join us tomorrow, especially those in America, is that we are coming. God bless you wherever you are, and good evening.
Oh,